In the movie Apollo 13, a true story about three astronauts that were traveling to the moon, and they ran into a malfunction on the way to the moon that threatened their very lives. The entire world was praying for them. They had to crawl into the lunar space module to survive that trip. It was decided the best way to bring them back home was to slingshot them around the moon. And as they were making that maneuver around the moon, two of those astronauts were just looking at the moon and going, "Whoa!" And just, you know, so amazed by what they were seeing. And along about that time, Tom Hanks' character in the movie says to them, "Gentlemen, what are your intentions? Because I fully intend to go back home to Earth." I love that phrase. It has stuck with me ever since I've seen the movie. And I often wonder what the intentions of people, what's in their heart. You know, the Lord knows our heart. He looketh on the heart, just as he did with Saul and with David. The Lord looks on the heart, which means he knows our motives. He knows our intentions. He knows what our plans are and what our desires are. And as we approach these tomorrow and the day and the next day, we really, truly do not know, do we? What tomorrow would hold, but we know who holds tomorrow. That's better. Just knowing that God holds it. And let me tell you what my intentions are. My intentions are to follow Christ, to trust Him, to cast my care upon Him. That in the spite of storms and in spite of what I may hear or see, to trust what I know to be true, that He is my God and I am His child. My intentions are to cast my all upon Him and to trust Him with all that I can. That's what I desire. No, God, help us to know our heart. Search us to see if there's any wicked way in us, Lord. And if there's anything that doesn't line up with your desires for us, may we confess it. And may our intentions be pure. And may they be as simple as to follow you, to listen to your voice. God, we need you. And oh, how we need your presence and your help. And I'm so glad that you are a very present help. May our intentions be set on you. In Jesus' name, have a blessed day.